It's Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech Isle releases their channel partner trends report, showing uncertainty and growth, the Q4 diversity report, and 60% of small businesses rely on a patchwork of manual processes. This is the business of tech. Tech Isle has released its channel partner trends research. Let's pull from the release. Each year, Tech Isle asks decision makers in the channel to identify their top business issues and develops a top 10 ranking based on this information. This list serves as an industry standard for understanding the business issues that define actions, interests, and investments for the coming year. The latest findings show that managing uncertainty is the top business issue cited by 45% of channel partners, up from 34% a year ago. Driving growth, identified by 43% of channel decision makers as an essential priority for the next 12 months, is the number two concern of channel executives. It was the top concern in 2022, 2021, and 2020. Scanning the balance of the list, we see a central theme as per the survey of 2,115 channel partners. Issues relating to efficiency and control are becoming more important, while those relating to expansion are declining. Nearly half of the partners plan to focus on cross-selling and upselling to their existing customers over chasing new customer logos. Marketing is focusing on the land part of the sales process, and sales are increasing its focus on the expand part of land and expand. Why do we care? There's comfort in the refocus on business stability, and as uncertainty approaches, operators are shifting to keep customers happy, expanding their businesses, and keeping the lights on. It's a warning sign too, though, although I want to focus on the positive. It's time for this podcast's quarterly diversity report. Each quarter, we measure the leadership makeups of the teams delivering IT services. Monitoring 301 companies, this quarter's report tracks 3,925 people, up from last quarter. Identified on each organization's website, they are then classified as white and the non-white, as well as specifically black. Additionally, they are classified as male or female. According to the data for Q4 2022, 88.92% of the leadership team members tracked are white, a decrease of 1.5 percentage points from the previous quarter's 89.19%. The percentage of male leaders remained relatively unchanged at 78.6% compared to 79.12% in the last quarter. Black leadership increased by half a percentage point to 2.14%, but the increase in the Fortune 1000 from the previous quarter has decreased 2.27%. In addition to these findings, it's worth noting that the Kapoor Foundation, an organization dedicated to reducing racial disparities in the tech industry, has identified several strategies for improving diversity and inclusion in the workplace. These include implementing programs that address belonging, advancement, pay, and harassment, and having full support and accountability at the board and CEO level. Apprenticeships can also be effective, but the U.S. has lagged behind other countries in establishing large-scale programs. Data also of note, of the Fortune 500, only 8.8% have female CEOs. Why do we care? It's important to highlight diversity and inclusion because it's the right thing to do and because it can benefit a company's bottom line. According to a Catalyst and Harvard Business School study, companies with more diverse leadership teams are more successful in their corporate social responsibility efforts and contribute more to charitable funds. A survey by Glassdoor found that 67% of job seekers consider workforce diversity when evaluating job offers. There is a competitive advantage to be found for individual organizations because of the overall lack of progress. That's why I continue to focus on it. New data from the SMB group, quote, 60% of SMBs still use spreadsheets, phone, email, and personal productivity software to manage customer service instead of customer service software. The smaller the company, the more likely they are to rely on a patchwork quilt of software and manual processes to provide customer service. which gets more cumbersome as things get more complicated. Why do we care? Less is more, fewer tools, and simplification. Anytime I get worried about the future of services around technology, a set of data like this is published, reinforcing that there is considerable value to be unlocked in helping businesses operate better with technology. Note that this isn't about keeping the lights on. It's about making their business run better. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Coquito Day, which is the traditional Puerto Rican holiday drink. I'll talk to you again tomorrow after I try my drink. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.